from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
I'd like it to be my money.
All right, we just heard from Josh Harris. He had a press conference over the weekend. He talked everything from the stadium to the gold pants to the name change.
Speaking of that, before we go to the callers, do you want to hear my out-of-the-box idea for the new name?
Sure.
You guys can mock me if you want.
All right, so this is actually a legitimate...
It's a legitimate thought.
Like, not Red Wolves.
No, it's not.
All right, go ahead. You're not doing a bit.
I'm not doing a bit.
Okay, go ahead. Have you thought about it during the commercial break?
I think it's actually
break?
A really good
name. When did you have this epiphony? During a poker session?
A week or so ago.
All right. Okay,
were you talking with somebody?
No.
All right. Introducing
the rebranded Washington Gold.
I thought you always liked the team.
Usually I don't like the team names that don't end in an S. But hear me out.
All right.
The Olympics got you thinking?
No, it's valuable. It's a powerful name. Burgundy and gold. It's short. You don't need to shorten it.
So why not call it the Washington Burgundy and Gold?
Too wordy. It's too much. Commanders is already long enough. Shorten it. Washington
Gold.
Gold. Do you hate it?
Or last night,
Do you hate it?
The black.
Here.
Washington black.
You hate it or you like it?
Hate it.
Hate it?
Meh.
Meh. Drab?
It'd be better if it was Washington Burgundy.
Meh.
Meh. Mike Marr?
Dude, I'm not gonna lie. I was expecting way more. That just like took the wind out of my sails.
It's fine. That's it.
You need the prices right.
What about gold hogs?
Play that again. You just asked me.
I actually think it's a great name.
It's a great name for a different team. It's not a great name. Like maybe it's a great name for a new arena football team.
Okay, maybe,
but not for the Washington Redskins.
Give me a team.
Yeah.
In any sport,
yes.
I'm so glad
that is
that.
Just a color.
That's just a color.
Yeah, because you're
like
going
the
just
green wave,
browns.
Tulane
okay,
green
the browns.
Wave, the
but it's not really a color. But I mean, brown's a color, but that's not why they named it.
Just the color.
I think it's a decent name. It might buy. It's not,
it has an S, which
usually
Cakes
like
usually
the,
wants the S.
Usually
the
I'm
end.
An S guy. I kind of like that. I like that idea.
What about the Reds, JP?
Reds.
Yes.
See, there's plenty of
White
them.
Sox.
The Blues. You're doing the rainbow here.
It's not that crazy. I don't think it's a crazy idea. No. I think it's actually a pretty good idea.
I think it might be a decent name, but not for the Redskins because no one honestly, I mean, maybe well, I mean, Billy Kilmer, but nobody thinks of them as gold.
No, burgundy and gold.
I know, but the burgundy's more primary than the gold. You're naming them after the secondary color.
It's actually, the colors work in tandem. One's not more important than the other.
Burgundy
you
is more
name
prominent.
Them burgundy.
I agree.
Gold, though. Gold.
He
it
likes
pops.
The one syllable and the color. He likes it.
Yeah.
I don't know if it pops.
Okay for like a gaming team or something or you know,
that Sun and Keel
yeah,
fried his brain. Fried his brain.
Clearly, it's not resonating with this room.
You know, maybe
what sun?
Any sun?
I was protected from the sun. I was away from the sun.
Yeah. All right, hit the phones here.
All right, let's bang some of these out. All right,
that did not go over well.
I don't think it's a bad name. I just don't think it.
It doesn't
it's
pop.
It's a good name for the Redskins.
Yeah.
I think of them, more as a burgundy than I do a gold. If I had to pick one of the two.
I don't know.
The one in front.
And by the way, I hate burgundy. I can't wear it with anything. Matches nothing. But it is their team color, yeah. So we got to keep it.
Yep.
All right. Let's go to Andre.
What's up, Dre?
Yeah, good morning. It's funny. Somebody said the Golden Hog, and I thought it was hilarious.
Yeah.
You know what was meh was that movie that Kevin recommended this past weekend. Sorry, my wife wasn't that great, but I do think that was
the five star.
Which one was
gave
that?
It a five star?
Yeah, the Darling thing. I went there really excited.
Was it terrible?
It was like the serial killer deal.
I was looking forward to it.
It's one of those things where I think if you're a movie buff, you can appreciate it. But just as a fan, it's something kind of, at least for me, it just it wasn't. I expected more.
I'm not going to see it. That's all it took. It's one guy. It just took one guy to down. All right, sorry. Go ahead.
I used to call you guys all the time about Gangs of London. It's finally on Netflix, so I mean you'll enjoy it if you watch Gangs of London Netflix. Listen, I read this article and I just saw it like yesterday, so I'm not too sure. It could have been a really old article, but something about the Redskins finally changed the AstroTurf at Redskins Park, and it just occurred to me, man, there's so many, things that this team needs to be, to be a viable team that, ownership needs to change that. Yeah, as a fan, you would like to see the name change because it's very, I don't know if it's tangible, but it's right there in your face. But there's so many things behind the scenes. Again, if the team is only now removing the AstroTurf from Redskins Park, it just screams to me, man, there's so many things they got to do first before the name change that, in my mind, we can keep the Commanders for another couple of years. Let's get this team into a winning team, and hopefully we'll be all right.
Thank you, Andre. I appreciate the call, buddy. Thank you.
I think, EB, maybe you tweeted about this, but we found out that they changed all the seats. And the reason we never understood why some seats were like burgundy and the rest of them were yellow.
Gold?
And they were just all – it just looked like a horrible –
Do you know why they were?
Yeah.
So explain.
I said we learned – because I just replaced them like one at a time.
Because Dan was too cheap.
Is that all they did?
They were just throwing in. Like, he didn't care.
He didn't care what
broken
color they
broken seat. Just get another one.
That's why it looked like you thought it was some sort of like stroke of brilliance, creative brilliance or something. No, they're just cheap.
That's why there was no pattern. Because it was random.
Random.
How ugly is that? Just to have random
it was
colors.
So ugly.
I thought they were doing it to cover up the lack of people there.
Yeah.
That sometimes you might look up and think that those were people.
Just be distracted.
Right. Because it's not gold.
All right. Let's go to Greg in Reston.
Hey, morning, fellas.
What's up, Greg?
Lurch, some people hate the word moist. That's how it feels every
moist?
Time we have to take. Everybody has like that word that they hate to hear. That's how it feels every time you even have to say Commander. So when you say that, we'll get over it.
So you still hate it. Okay.
Say it.
All right.
And you have to, like even EB earlier in the segment said, oh God, I hate saying Commander.
I do have a hard time saying it, to be honest with
it's
you.
It's easier to say gold.
We all do.
It's not because I can't articulate the word.
I know. I'm just telling
you. Greg, my point was that I think most people are kind of just, they get over it. And then when it's brought up again, then they say, oh yeah, you know what? I do hate that.
Exactly.
I hate that name.
Whenever you're just talking casual about the name, though, it always comes up and you have a little grimace.
Like how do you like gold?
Right.
I'm not a big fan of gold, not going to lie. I love Cakes trying, but yeah. I'm
but you would.
Hey, I'd take a swing.
I'm curious, Cakes. When exactly, if you can think,
hogs.
Did it pop into your head? And
like a week
ago.
I'm telling
you. Okay,
like
but like, do you remember exactly where you were or anything?
I don't know when I had the epiphany. This brilliant idea.
I'm just wondering if you then shared it with your wife.
Thought
who'd you share with first?
You thought you
stumbled into one.
Listen to me for a second. When Josh Harris comes out in 3 or 4 years and says, we're changing the name of the team. It's a lot of market research, and we're going to go with Washington Gold. I will have the last laugh.
Yeah, good luck.
I'm just curious. Like life, just think back. When you came up with it, you probably shared it with somebody, maybe your wife.
I saved it.
This was the first time.
I saved it to share it here.
Okay.
This is the unveiling.
When did you start thinking about that?
Last week. I don't know.
Down in South Kakalaki?
No, probably while I was folding hands in one of the tournaments I played this past week.
Or he got a hand that was as good as gold. He was like,
as good. Exactly.
Right,
it's like, I got a pair of aces.
Yeah.
Gold.
Cakes.
Yes.
This is apropos.
Yes.
So it's not just a gratuitous plug.
Okay, yes.
Eric-Bickle-3.
Mm-hmm.
Ben says, $3, tell Cakes that was trash.
Okay. Yes.
Andrew, I actually think this is a good one. I know what the answer will be, but I would love this if they did. I actually would like this. I would embrace it.
Mm-hmm.
I think. Andrew, $5. Can we go back to the original name, the Braves?
You love Washington Braves?
Well, there's, I like it better than the gold.
I like it, yeah.
And the Commanders.
Yeah, like, I like that.
Don't like it. Why? You're naming yourself after a Nats NL East rival. That's a terrible idea.
No, it's actually their original name.
That's fine. Doesn't mean I have
now,
to like
I know
it.
What they're going
to
say. We don't want any Native American imagery. Well, that's just stupid.
I mean, I think
Braves, I mean, nobody could say there's a negative connotation to being brave.
Then you're gonna
like, you'd have to be really...
You're going
to
have tomahawk chopping. That's a can of worms.
I don't understand. Are you drawing... Is it a moniker for the Native Americans or just being brave in general?
I mean, I'm sure it's a reference to Native Americans, but who cares? It's a positive attribute.
Of course it's a reference to it.
Brave!
The only reason he's bringing it up is he got a Venmo!
What?
Then it would be brave. You don't understand. You don't know that they're trying to change the Atlanta Braves name every year?
No, I know. I've heard it. But I've heard. But who cares?
You know what? I'm glad they have
it. It's impossible that they're going to be named the Washington Braves. That's never going to happen.
Maybe brave, but
better,
not Braves.
It's better than...
Brave?
Better
it's
than,
a billion
listen.
Times worse than gold. If they're just the
Braves?
No.
Brave? It's the original name.
No. Without an S? You're going to call them the Washington Brave?
I'd rather have the Braves.
That's a terrible name.
The Brave.
Their original name. Go back to their original name. It has a pun. Who can say anything negative about being effing brave? There's nothing negative.
Just that the Atlanta team has it and they're a division rival. I think Cakes noted that.
Who cares? There's a
Some
million
people care.
Tigers.
Can't do it.
There's a million. I mean, who cares?
You know what? I don't care.
I know you don't
I
care.
I literally don't care.
I'm Team Braves. From here
all right, good.
On out.
All right. Whatever team you're on, I like
I'm
it.
On the, I'm a Team Braves.
Somebody send Eric $5 so we can get a better name
I know.
From him.
It's all about his Venmo.
Yeah. All right, let's go to Ray.
If someone sends you 20, you will like that more.
Possibly.
What's up, guys?
What's up, man?
Hey.
How are you doing? Hey, look, number one, let's just start with this. The day that they announced the name change, I felt like I got pulled off my dad's lap watching the Super Bowl '91. Like, we lost everything when the name changed.
No,
so, like,
you didn't.
Not...
You didn't lose that. You didn't lose that.
Yeah, but the reality of it is, if you compare the word Commanders objectively to other stupid NFL names like Giants, and Buccaneers and Patriots, the word is no different than any of them. The mistake that this team made was by parading Josh Harris and Ron Rivera out to say, hey, fans, we're going to let you name this team. And now every single person feels entitled to say, well, I'm the one that should have chosen the name, and the name that I chose should have been the one. It's like when you have kids and you tell them, hey, we're going to have whatever you want for dinner tonight. And one kid wants pizza and one kid wants spaghetti and everyone's mad and no one's happy. As opposed to just saying, hey kids, you know it's for dinner night?
Yeah.
Pizza's for dinner night.
Yeah, might have been better than
that.
They
can't do focus groups, they can't ask for fan input.
Well, Josh Harris wasn't part of the name change, by the way.
Yeah, he meant Jason Wright.
Yeah, sorry. I meant Jason Wright.
It was fake fan input. We even had Ron on here the day before, and he's basically one of the guys credited with being behind. He told us he didn't know the name. I still to this day. It's the most...
He could have just said, I know the name, I just can't tell you.
Why wouldn't you say that?
The only thing that would make Eric more mad...
The most disingenuous moment in the history of the show.
The only thing that would make him more mad is if Eric Bieniemy
he
came
wasn't
up with the name.
No, Eric Bieniemy was just incompetent. An incompetent, I'll say it, buffoon. Sorry. Let's go to Larry. Annapolis. Larry, what's up?
Larry.
Not a whole lot. Good morning, fellas. Happy Monday.
What's up, man?
First of all, let me say, Cakes, I don't hate it. The Washington Gold kind of has a little bit of a ring
like
to it.
It
sounds all right to me.
All right,
so I like it for some other team, but go ahead.
Imagine if we get, Jonathan Allen and them going and we call it the Gold Rush. Or, you know what I mean? It has potential. I like it.
I'm telling you, this is my guy.
All right, Team Cakes. All right, thank you, buddy. What?
There aren't many of you. There are not many of us. It seems very unpopular.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. Ooh. you get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
I like
TV Ray. Show, right? Gold Rush?
Yeah.
It's my fantasy football team name, Gold Rush.
Is it?
Yeah. Because Niners. I'm
telling you, gold's very popular.
All right, I'm getting popular thing. I'm getting a Charlie horse. Can we go to break?
What are you getting a Charlie horse from?
My, I don't know.
It's inactivity, lethargy.
No, no,
I just sedentary lifestyle.
Are you kidding? I walked 18 holes, carried my bag, did sauna, and I didn't. I'm not hydrated enough. Friggin' hamstrings.
Drink some water, brother.
Huh?
Drink some water.
I know. I am trying.
Coming up at 9 o'clock. Nikki Javal from the Washington Post joins us as we talk Commanders as they close out their preseason. We're 2 weeks away from the start of the NFL regular season here in D.C. Don't go anywhere.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.